Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we move this along, because I'm very intrigued to hear what this segment is, and I probably need to give you maximum amount of time, I just wanted to let you guys know face-to-face, our question of the day was what war film character would you be? Yeah. And in talking around it, of your very own T-Mill. T-Mill, you want to do the honors? I think that we landed on a couple of characters that we felt like fit you. I wanted to hear and see if they rang true for you.
The most confident I was in this whole question of the day was in Clint. And Clint would be Lieutenant Aldo Raine on Inglorious Bastards.
Brad Pitt's character, have you seen Inglorious Bastards?
I have not.
No. Oh, man. So
it's
good.
It's a great character, real crotch first, goes in with his accent and commands his guys, goes into it. He's just a real fun character.
Is that a compliment or should I take that as a
Brad,
so.
Brad Pitt.
I think so.
Brad Pitt?
Well, I mean, yeah, Brad. I'm no fool. I'm not. That's not where I'm starting. I'm hurting myself, but damn, I ain't starting with Brad Pitt, boys. Yeah.
And where'd we land with show?
I think mine was the one that we were kind of going with, which was Robin Williams' character in Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That noise
that
makes me
see. I've seen.
That sounds like you did not take that as any level of
no.
Not very good.
Yeah. He was. I was trying to think.
Yeah.
Only one I got in my mind is. I know it's not supposed to be a comedy, but that Full Metal Jacket.
Oh yeah!
Until He Dies. I don't. I haven't really watched a lot of it after that. But that is a comedy.
Gunnery Sergeant Hartman.
Oh man, he lets it ride.
It's awesome.
That is.
It's been so long, I can't even remember the lines that he uses. But I know they're well. I can't. Hell,
just start
25 years.
Just start thinking about that garden hose. Only steers and well.
Yep. Exactly.
A jelly donut.
Don't grab my hand. Choke yourself. Come on. For real. And then he slid into Saving Silverman. He was gay. But
I always knew I was different.
Touch my hand.
All right, fellas.
Text line shows major pain. All right.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
All right.
Black person in the military.
That's exactly what's happening here. Just lean into it.
You were Denzel from Glory. You got that tear. Work that tear.
Bubba Gump.
Work that tear. Bubba Gump. That's a good one.
All right, fellas, I am excited to hear this first segment and, of course, all the segments that follow it with the best damn afternoon drive show in all of Houston. You're listening to KLT AM, KLT FM, HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station. Happy Veterans Day to all who served. And right now, The Drive is live.
The Drive is live. Second that from Reggie. Happy Veterans Day to all. My daughter's doing it. She's doing two Veterans Day performances today. Did one for the veterans already earlier. She's going to do one a little bit later on, doing her part. So shout out to all the veterans here on this Veterans Day. Clint is back in the building. You heard him there. You can see him. We did go gray hoodies today. Did not inform Tyler. Not on us.
We're supposed to look Tyler. Like a team, dude.
Came in. Yeah, I mean, we're real close here.
I was looking at the tips. I'm just saying, man, we may
pause.
I think yours is a little darker than mine, but other than that, I think
dark. God, man, just can't get anything past you, Ken.
I'm a gold glover, bro.
There's not multiple tips. Like, it's if he said tip,
there could
tip.
Be.
But there's not. No, they're not over here. Reggie's out of here. Not multiple tips over here. All right. But no, man, The Drive is back and live. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, appreciate you jumping in with us. You know how to be a part of the show. Text line as well, 713-572-4610. Tyler is in the building as well, and I know, Clint, you've been sitting on these hot takes. You've been sitting on these takes you had to miss yesterday coming off the biggest comeback in franchise history, a huge game to keep them alive as they come back from down 29-10 and go 26-0 in the fourth quarter. But I know you have watched the film. You have been grinding, watching the All-22, and it is Tuesday, so you're ready and prepared for a little tape drop Tuesday. Let's slide over what you see. If you're watching early, it may have been rough. And maybe better the further you got through the game. But what did you see?
Look, I think I'm talking about the entire game here. I thought Nick Caley was absolutely elite, y'all. I mean, I said elite. I said capital E-L-I-T-E. Nick Caley was elite this entire game. From having his guys prepared to the plan that he put together to the adjustments that they made, the feel for what would work and kind of what to do and when to do it. The timing of certain play calls, getting back to, you know, making a big time play and then pulling the reins back and getting back into some of the things that was working, using your quick game, your mid range game, your shots, your you know, some just so many different little intricacies here to offensive football that Nick Caley just, I mean, he put it together, I mean, beautifully. And it was never more apparent, obviously, than the fourth quarter, but there were some really, really, really good things well before the scoring in the fourth quarter started. You know, there were some misses. There were some, obviously, some turnovers or a turnover.
You're saying some misses that don't really fall on Nick Caley.
Yeah, no, they don't fall on Nick Caley. Whether it's the quarterback missing the throw, or it's the quarterback never seeing the throw, or it's you know, a little protection breakdown here or there, it doesn't take away from what Nick Caley was able to draw up. And I'm gonna say this: in the second half of this game, was hands down the best offensive football that I've seen from a Texans unit, all things considered, this year. I mean, that was the best quarterback play that we've seen
even
this
against
year.
Over the Ravens and the Niners.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Look, and now look, there's not discrediting any of that, but that was good. But this was great. This was, again, I can't emphasize enough about, you know, the opening, you know, the opener and a drive, man, you just take the hitch versus a soft corner, right? The opening of a drive, you just take the stack route to Higgins, which is a 10-yard hitch to start a drive or to convert a third down, and taking the driving the football down the middle of the field to Nico Collins and fitting it in a tight window, and everybody's talking about, oh, he should have done that. No, it was a great throw. It was a linebacker carrying underneath with his back to the quarterback. It was a great throw. It was a great catch. The very next snap, you come back and you don't get overly excited and try to take shots in the end zone. You just boom, boom, boom. You go right back to taking the underneath stuff that is there. I mean, it was – in the second half was absolutely tremendous offensive football and tremendous quarterback play. The overall game, Nick Caley, was really, really good and like I said, elite. With how he just kept dialing up. Davis Mills misses a corner throw to Nico Collins. Don't worry about it. We're going to come back and we're going to find another way to throw a touchdown. Right? I mean, it was just, there were probably five or six plays in this game that were either touchdowns that we didn't see or we overthrew, or throws that went somewhere else that would have been big time chunk plays had the quarterback seen it. I mean, it was really good. And it started with the interception in the first drive. I mean, you got bang routes by Nico Collins, and I think it was Xavier Hutchinson, similar routes on both sides, and you're getting an all-out pressure.
You said there was something there, too.
You're getting an all-out pressure. There's nobody in the middle of the field. You're getting an all-out pressure. If Davis Mills just throws the ball to the middle of the field, either way, I mean, it is a huge chunk play, if not a touchdown. A hit your head on the goalpost touchdown. But instead, we throw a pick, right? The drop by Dalton Schultz over the middle of the field on third or was it third or fourth? It was fourth down, wasn't it?
It was third down.
But, I mean, that is a hit your head on the goalpost type of play. Definitely a chunk, if not a touchdown. Both of the overthrows on corners, one of them looked like a misinterpretation between him and Nico. I don't know if Nico looked over the wrong shoulder or Davis threw it over the wrong shoulder, but that was the miss to Higgins on the crossing route touchdown. The miss to Nico on the corner where he just overthrew it off the end of his fingertips. I mean, these are all plays that went for naught. forget the ones that were the Higgins touchdown, the Dalton Schultz touchdown, the Dalton Schultz catch on third down to keep that drive alive, the Jalen Noel throw over the top that was a big chunk play. Like, I mean, when you talk about an offensive coordinator being in his bag and an offensive coordinator, like, giving a quarterback every opportunity, like, you don't have to force every throw. It's not a tight window throw. I mean, you had throws in the ocean. You had obvious reads. You had quick throws. You had easy throws. I mean, it was
so. What was
it was
the
a clinic, man.
What was the difference? What did you see that they did that was different? I mean, especially not having CJ, not having whatever they were doing up front, the issues they had. What was different from this performance, which it sounds like this was clearly Nick Caley's best performance?
It was definitely Nick Caley's best performance. And look, I think some of it had to do with, obviously, the opponent. You weren't facing a top five defensive front. I rank this, when you look at the Texans' wins, I rank this as the most impressive win, right? I would have had it right there with the 49ers after the game, just in a sense of quality win. Obviously, the Jacksonville game would probably be a little higher because of the way in which they did it in the fourth quarter comeback. But this, unlike the Baltimore game, this, unlike the 49ers game, you know, those two games, forget the Titans, but those two games, the 49ers and the Ravens, I watched their defensive front and I was like, this is embarrassing. Yeah. Their general, you can't tell me that you don't have better dudes that'll try harder, that'll go harder as depth on your team than this bunch right here. I mean, maybe that's because I watch D'Amico and the depth that they have over here, and those guys play hard and make plays regardless. But I watched that film, and I'll be honest with you. I watched the film for Baltimore, and I watched the film for San Francisco, and I immediately went, man. I mean, it took the wind out of my sails because of how poor the defenses were. It didn't
take a huge effort to dial
those
things up.
Like, those guys either were not very good at all across the board, like just zero threat, or they quit. Like Baltimore, those guys just basically quit and were just getting pushed around. Like, this was not a group that quit. This was not a group that was getting pushed around. This was not like this was the Texans imposing their will on a good defense in this league. Not a great defense. I'm not gonna sound like they went in there and slayed the dragon, but they went in there and it was because the Texans were doing certain things and doing it in a certain fashion that they put themselves in position to come back. I'm not going to sit and tell you that I saw the 26 points in the fourth quarter coming. I mean, that there's a lot of crazy things that happen in that part of the game from the offensive side of it. But
but they got three legit drives that weren't turnovers. They had three legit drives to score three touchdowns in that. It's interesting because I'm watching that, Clinton. I'm like, because to hear you talk about Nick was so impressive. I'm watching. I'm like, man, looks like Davis is just making some throws out there. Like the Schultz touchdown in the back of the end zone, I feel like that was kind of like Davis just kind of buying some time and making throws right there. But it's interesting. You look and you see as much Davis making plays of Nick.
It's funny. I'm fixing to post the video of that play. Right, it's the best play that
the
I've
Schultz one.
Yes, it's the best play that I've seen from a Texans offense this year. And I can't think back. My memory sucks, but I can't think back how far back. I'd probably go back even further than that. That play right there, Ron. First of all, you had your best, like, so for the Dalton Schultz touchdown, you had your best players on the field with the exception of 14. Right, you had 27 in the backfield. You had 86 at tight end. You had 12 on the field, obviously. And you had Christian Kirk and Xavier Hutchinson outside. You spread them out, right? You had a trips formation to the field. You had Dalton Schultz on the line of scrimmage with his hand in the dirt, right? So let's start with that. Your personnel and your formation, I think, was you know, conducive to getting your quarterback an opportunity. The ball snapped, right? Dalton Schultz collisions, I think it was, what's 44's name?
British Brooks?
No, for them.
Oh,
Walker.
Yeah.
He collisions Walker when Walker's on his way to do what? A tackle end twist, right? So he collisions him, throws the timing completely off. Therefore, the offensive line was able to build a wall and not let that twist, that stunt take effect and cause problems up front, all because Dalton Schultz alignment and Dalton Schultz release. Now, I don't know if he did it on purpose, but that's the way it worked out. So I'm looking at that and going, personnel, formation, immediately when the ball snapped, the tight end collision in the defensive end and stopping the stunt from happening in perfect timing, which has been killing our tackles and our guards.